Hi, this is Melanie Gobert, your host for today's TTELT podcast, a program brought to you by educators worldwide. Today's guest is Salem Al-Mashani, a lecturer at the University of Technology and Applied Sciences in Salalah, Oman. Salim is currently the head of the English language program. Salim's topic today is using Kahoot to increase student engagement. Salim, why don't we start with what is the background of your students?
Well, first of all, good morning or good afternoon or good evening, wherever you are. And I'm very happy to be here with you. And the background of our students, we have different levels from 1 to 4, level 1 and level 2 and level 3 and level 4. Level 1 will be like the novice learners, but I did my research or my paper actually on level 3, which is the intermediate, we call them. So their English is not that good, and it's not that bad. It's in between. Yes.
Okay, and how did you use Kahoot?
Actually, we had difficulty students learning vocabulary, and that is two classes per week. And we have suffered from students who are coming late, and also students who are not even coming to the class, because we use one platform which is called the Moodle, and I'm sure that you guys have heard of it, and you as well, you have heard of the Moodle. Teachers would place questions in the Moodle, and students would have to answer them, like definition of vocabulary, definitions of synonyms and other meanings. But when I use this technology, which is the Kahoot platform, I design my own questions. I try to load the vocabulary that I want students to learn and to get benefit from, and also anything that I want to incorporate, such as grammar. But I was my main focus was on vocab. So when I tried to teach this platform to students, students were spreading the news to each other. So they were trying to attend classes more than before. Before they were not attending classes. Like in the past. Because usually this class ends up from 4 to 5 p.m. Every Tuesday and every Thursday. So students would, feel very tired because they have been there from the morning, 8 o'clock for their normal classes, English classes. But for vocab, since it's a lab class, they wouldn't go to the lab to use the model. But when I turn out into this one, using Kahoot in order to incorporate teaching vocab, students, I was surprised because my class, the only one who would have a full class. Other teachers, they are having 5 students, 6 students out of 30, out of 25. But I was having 20, 25, almost full class, which is very fascinating.
Yeah. So what is the subject that the tool was used for? Only English vocabulary?
Yes, because every unit that we teach over there, we have to conclude with 10 or 15 vocabulary that students must learn. So there was no definite, exam or quiz in order to test students' comprehension. So I said, why not using Kahoot in order to test students' comprehension and know if they really working hard to memorize and know the definition of these words, which is going to help them in the future, like in their writings, in their readings. So when I use this strategy or this application, students tend to memorize more vocabulary than before. And weaker students tend to become better students in the class because they were, eager and they were motivated. And you know how Kahoot plays. It's really amazing. The sound and even appears the names who would score the first class, the second class. So it was like just a boost for them. It changes their engagement, their behavior towards the teacher and towards the class. And I can even do a lot of studies, behind this successful, story that I have.
Can you actually describe a little bit more about Kahoot? Our listeners don't know what Kahoot is.
Yeah. I've been using this platform when I was studying in the U.S. for my master's for almost now 10 years ago. Many conferences over there, and this is the only one that fascinated me a lot. That's why I brought this idea here. Many teachers in the foundation program where I used to teach have no idea what is Kahoot. 2013, I'm speaking about. Of course, now everyone, or most of us, maybe we know about it. It's a platform actually free of charge where you can design your subject. It doesn't have to be vocabulary, it can be anything, grammar, any questions, or any sort, or even essays. You can design your own questions, whether you want them to be multiple choices, you want them to be true or false, or anything. It will be giving you the free access. One thing actually that I can add about this great program, that you can, for example, if you are not ready with your lesson plan, or you are, for example, today I want to teach a business sample, and I haven't prepared my questions, I just have to search in Kahoot, business sample, and you will have I mean, a lot of different activities already been made for you by other teachers who are using it, and they shared it through the platform. So it's like even a lesson plan that is already designed for you. I mean, any subject that you want. And trust me, once you use it with your students, they want to see it. I mean, doing it every day, because the animation, sound, even the amount of enthusiasm that I'm seeing in my students was totally giving me a great push to do more and more, which is, I mean, great. And as I said, it's free of charge. Of course, there are now packages, premium, and also other packages if you are looking for other features. But I'm looking for the simplest features that any teacher can access to without paying a single dollar.
And why do you think it's so motivating and engaging for today's students?
Because today's students now are into the technology, and I mean, we appreciate normal and traditional classes in the past. I mean, for example, me myself, when I was studying in school, I mean, we were not, exposed to technology because there were technology, I mean, up to date, and what we are seeing now. Students now are 24/7 on their phones, playing with their phones, whether it's a gamified apps or anything they are doing. So why don't we incorporate technology into teaching and try to use it as a boost in order to develop our students' comprehension and also learning style, and plus they would even like you as a teacher that you are using technology, because they would think that you are living up to their age. Very, I mean, fascinating. That's why I use this technology to teach students' comprehension and also learning style.
Okay, you mentioned also that you did a study. What were the outcomes of your study, and how did you set the study up? Can you speak a little louder, Salim? I'm having problems.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. The outcomes was really amazing, actually, because as I said in the beginning, that the students, instead of attending five or six students to my class, I have ended up with 25 full class coming to the vocabulary session every class that they have, every two days a week. So this is one great study. The other thing that I would have mentioned, that the learning, building their vocabulary knowledge is not like before, because that one is a testing comprehension for them. So it changes their beliefs, and it fosters them in order to learn more and try to memorize and know the definition of that vocabulary in order to beat up their colleagues, because there is a small, like what we say, competition in the class, like boys versus the girls or girls versus the boys, something like that. So they're trying to become who's going to be the best, to know the definition. Before, they wouldn't even pay attention to it. So their vocabulary knowledge have increased, their attendance increased, their performance increased. So I didn't see any drawback on that. So it was, I mean, great outcome. I shared it with my teachers in the college, and I would say 85% of them, I mean, they are applying this strategy, which is very, very nice.
Now, just a small technical question before we close. Okay, what were you using, like matching like definitions to words, or were you using like sentence gaps and they had to choose the correct word, or did you vary?
Mostly, I would say that I have used the matching, which is the appropriate definition. Of course, you can put space, gap, and the students would have to fill as a sentence. Of course, you can also put true and false, but I try to differentiate the different answers so they would know the exact definition when they are matching, because I think matching is a great comprehension for students.
Okay, and I actually have one tiny question. This is personal interest, okay? And you are, of course, an Arabic speaker, and you learned English, okay? I speak French, not Arabic, but I use translation when I was learning vocabulary. So did you use translation in Kahoot? How do you feel about using translation when you learn vocabulary in another language?
I mean, it's very helping, but I would say if you are looking to different definitions instead of one definition, like in Google, Google wouldn't help. I mean, it will just give you the exact meaning that you are looking for, but it's not actually the exact meaning because it gives you something else. But when you are searching in different dictionaries, like Oxford Dictionary or Merriam or any other dictionary, it gives you 3 to 4 definite definitions, which is very good for students. Because you never know what is the meaning of the bank. Is it the other side of the river, or is it the bank where you get the money? So I would say that using dictionaries, that is the most helping for people, you know, to learn another language, but not using the, I mean, Google. If you are traveling, of course, in an airplane or different country, you would just look for anything simple. You will not look for 45 meanings. But when learning a language, you have to know the different sides of that word.
Okay, thank you, Salam. On behalf of TTELT, I'd like to thank you for joining us. This has been a program of Worldwide Educators, and this has been your host, Melanie Gobert. And thank you so much again for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us today. Share with us how you are using these tips. Leave us a comment or voice message on social media or at ttelt.org. Thanks for joining this episode of TTELT, brought to you by Educators Worldwide. Follow, like, and subscribe to TTELT on your social media, and try a new teaching tip today.